Then he saw the truck, and he turned toward it. Tim found the silence chilling. The velociraptor was 6 feet tall and powerfully built, although its strong legs and tail were hidden by the tables. Tim could see only the muscular upper torso, the two forearms held tightly alongside the body, the claws dangling. He could see the iridescent speckled pattern on the back. The velociraptor was alert. As it came forward, it looked from side to side, moving its head with abrupt, bird-like jerks. The head also bobbed up and down as it walked, and a long, straight tail dipped, which heightened the impression of a bird. A gigantic, silent bird of prey. The dining room was dark, but apparently the raptor could see well enough to move steadily forward. From time to time it would bend over, lowering its head below the tables. Tim heard a rapid sniffing sound. Then the head would snap up, alertly, jerking back and forth like a bird's. Tim watched until he was sure the velociraptor was coming toward the kitchen. Was it following their scent? All the books said dinosaurs had a poor sense of smell, but this one seemed to do just fine. Anyway, what did books know? Here was the real thing. Coming toward him. He ducked back into the kitchen.
Is something out there? Lex said.
Tim didn't answer. He pushed her under a table in the corner behind a large waste bin. He leaned close to her and whispered fiercely, "Stay here!" And then he ran for the refrigerator. He grabbed a handful of cold steaks and hurried back to the door. He quietly placed the first of the steaks on the floor, then moved back a few steps and put down the second. Through his goggles, he saw Lex peeping around the bin. He waved her back. He placed the third steak and the fourth, moving deeper into the kitchen. The hissing was louder, and then the clawed hand gripped the door, and the big head peered cautiously around. The velociraptor paused at the entrance to the kitchen. Tim stood in a half-crouch at the back of the room near the far leg of the steel work table, but he had not had time to conceal himself. His head and shoulders still protruded over the tabletop. He was in clear view of the velociraptor. Slowly, Tim lowered his body, sinking beneath the table. The velociraptor jerked its head around, looking directly at Tim. Tim froze. He was still exposed, but he thought, "Don't move." The velociraptor stood motionless in the doorway, sniffing.
"It's darker here," Tim thought. "He can't see so well. It's making him cautious."
But now he could smell the musty odor of the big reptile, and through his goggles, he saw the dinosaur silently yawn, throwing back its long snout, exposing rows of razor-sharp teeth. The velociraptor stared forward again, jerking its head from side to side. The big eyes swiveled in the bony sockets. Tim felt his heart pounding. Somehow it was worse to be confronted by an animal like this in a kitchen instead of the open forest. The size, the quick movements, the pungent odor, the hissing breath. Up close, it was a much more frightening animal than the Tyrannosaur. The Tyrannosaur was huge and powerful, but it wasn't especially smart. The velociraptor was man-size, and it was clearly quick and intelligent. Tim feared the searching eyes almost as much as the sharp teeth. The velociraptor sniffed. It stepped forward, moving directly toward Lex. It must smell her somehow. Tim's heart thumped. The velociraptor stopped. It bent over slowly.
He's found the steak.
Tim wanted to bend down to look below the table, but he didn't dare move. He stood frozen in a half-crouch, listening to the crunching sound. The dinosaur was eating it.